Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A Florida school board has now rammed through a transgender guideline despite parental outrage. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, pro-LGBT forces in Sarasota County in Florida on the West Coast, over numerous parents' objections, they ultimately rammed through and the school board adopted these radical guidelines. And Matt, they're called LGBTQIA Task Force. Now that is
how many letters
lesbian,
are going to be
gay, bisexual, transgender, questioning or queer, and that's their words, not mine, intersex, and either ally or asexual. Now, what in the world is that? That's somebody who's neither male nor female.
Confused.
I call it the alphabet soup of the absurd. It is literally the theater of the absurd.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to have to start repeating letters here because they're going to use up all of the letters of the alphabet.
Because they already used the Q for two different things. It's also questioning and it's queer.
Shouldn't that be Q squared?
And then A is, it could be Q squared. And then A is ally and asexual.
I'm just waiting for them to throw the pi symbol in there at some point.
I'm sure it's coming. But it's the LGBTQIA Task Force. And the guidelines purport to help make each Sarasota K through 12 public school a safer place for all students, with particular emphasis on LGBTQIA community of students. Now, this document defines gender as a, quote, social construct, close quote, different from biological sex, calls for addressing transgender students by their name and gender requested, and allows them to wear whatever clothes match their, quote, consistently asserted gender identity, close quote, and guarantees them equitable access to extracurricular activities and programs, i.e. showers, locker rooms, overnight stays when they're going on overnight events, whether it's the sporting team or the cheerleading team or whatever it might be, the music program. That means that boys can sleep in girls' places and girls in guys' places if that's what they identify to be. You know, that gender is a social construct. In other words, we make up gender. It's just a fictitious construct. There is no such thing as gender. They're trying to say, well, there's one thing called gender, and that's all societal related. And there's the other thing called biological sex, and that's your DNA. And you can have a different gender than your biological DNA.
Yeah.
And then everybody else, Holly, has to go along with that fictitious construct that really you're opposite of what you appear to be and what you are in reality. And others, if they don't abide by that, will be punished.
No, I'm sorry. You know, if you're confused, I'm sorry. There's help available. But if you come out a male or if you come out a female, that's the way it is. You know, you can't decide, I want to change. And these parents, bless their heart, they're many of them are outraged. I mean, you had one mother who stood up during this board meeting and said, I'm sorry, I don't want a young man in there with my daughter. And I'm sure both of you could say the same for your daughters. You wouldn't want a man in the bathroom or a boy in the bathroom with your daughter. It's not safe.
Absolutely not. And they got this much right, though. It is a social construct, the idea of transgender and this alphabet soup of the absurd. It is a social fiction, a social construct. But what they're telling here, people, is that under the force of regulation, you are compelled to join in on a delusion that a person, an internal delusion that someone suffers from, and you must lie.
Right.
And it's a lie. And this is, you know, people are told you have to lie to this individual.
It's like the emperor has no clothes.
It
you
is.
Know?
It's the emperor. It's the emperor's new clothes. But it's George Orwell meets the emperor's new clothes because you're forced.
And this comes from the guidelines. Accommodations may be made for any student with privacy concerns, that is, a bathroom stall with a door, a slightly modified schedule, or a separate changing schedule. Now, they're going to object to that because they're going to say, well, I'm a boy, so I ought to be able to change with the boys. If you're segregating me out, that's discrimination. So they're not going to go for that in reality. The transgender participation in overnight trips, quote, can require some planning, you think? To ensure affirmed name, gender pronouns, room assignments, chaperones, and showers are accurate and aligned with the student's core gender identity.
But guys, they're leaving it up to the children, to the students to decide and taking the parents out of the picture. What is wrong with that? These are children.
And here's the superintendent. Ought to be fired. He says, to our students, I say this. I see you. You do not need permission from your parent or anyone else to be lesbian, gay, transgender, questioning, intersex, or asexual. There it is, asexual. You exist, he declared at the meeting. The district, while I am superintendent, will respect the rights of and serve the unique needs of every student every day, whatever it takes.
Except for students that live in reality.
So asexual is someone who's neither male nor female. Now, try to figure that out. That they're neither male nor female. So you can't use he or she. You have to use something else, like Z-E, or something else. And in some cases, they want to be referred to by a plural pronoun, they or their. Yeah, that's right. They or their. They want to be referred to by a plural pronoun. As odd as that is, I mean, it's like you're living in some cartoonish kind of world.
But it's not, Orwellian. Guys. It's like, here's a report in Georgia. A 5-year-old little girl was sexually assaulted in the bathroom by a biological boy who identifies as a girl. She was sexually assaulted. This is what happens. This is the problem.
Yeah, and Tracy Williams, a mother, a parent in Sarasota, says, quote, I'm sorry, I don't want a young man in there with my daughter. Well, that's what happened in Georgia, apparently.
She had no idea when she dropped her daughter off at school.
And she also says, you know, of particular concern was the guidelines declaration that it, quote, is up to the student and the student alone to share his, here it is, her, and what's the next one? Their identity. Huh. Now, theirs not talking about plural. Theirs talking about a singular individual, his, her, or their identity. You're thinking of multiple people, but when you're asexual, supposedly, you're neither he nor she. So what do you use? You use a plural pronoun, or you use Z-E. That's right, Z-E, Z. So it's up to them. So in other words, they can have this fictitious existence at school, and parents don't even know about it.
No.
They're not even told about it.
Well, and Holly, you mentioned this case in Georgia where a mom, Pasca Thomas, says her daughter was assaulted by this student who is a biological male but identifies as female. She says, when I dropped off my child off at school, I never would think that she would be sexually assaulted in a bathroom by a little boy. I mean, what do we expect to happen?
And the mom told the principal, who allegedly did nothing.
Now, this is a 5-year-old.
In a school where she should be safe.
A kindergarten, first grade level.
How tragic.
You send your little, sweet daughter to a school at 5 years of age, and this little innocent thing goes to the restroom, and in that restroom, here's another person, but it's a boy.
And she's violated for life.
And then she gets sexually assaulted by a so-called transgender student. Now, how do you prove somebody's so-called transgender, that they're confused? How do you prove that? You know, if you're looking at someone, you know, well, this is male, this is female, this is the men's, this is the boys, this is the girls, this is the women's restroom, this is the different shower for you. How do you make that decision when it's in somebody's mind and they can change their mind? You just have to go with whatever they say. Otherwise, you're discriminating against them. This is absolute absurdity. This is the new affront to not only objective reality, to our freedom, but ultimately it's an attack directly on God who created us in his image, male and female, he created us. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, stand with us as we stand against this insanity and for freedom and families. LC.org, that's LC.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.